The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host. Go out there and like that page, get information, things that are going on, business and maybe contests, things like that. We have our Facebook group page, On the Edge Women in Business. Post your product, services, events, motivation, inspirational, political views, how you feel about things, what are you selling, why we should do business with you, or you just might have some good information, maybe it came across and you thought it was great. Post it out there. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known, connect and network. You know, you can do virtual networking. It actually works. I get that opportunity. Oftentimes, actually, some of the things that we're doing will have it with us and says, hey, you think I would be great on your show? That's networking. You have not because you asked not. If you want to connect with me directly, please email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments or things that you might want to talk about. Actually, I've received an email from a listener. They're actually from Africa, or they live in Africa. They were actually here in the Bay Area, and they picked up the show. And they were asking about the type of structure they should set up in their own country. They were going back and forth between a nonprofit and what is called a B corporation. We do not have vision in the state of California. And so I was able to give some suggestions on some things to think about when you're trying to decide on whether or not you're going to set up your business in a specific kind of way. That's very important. Very, very important. And we'll get a little bit into that in just a moment. But I always like to thank our listeners for tuning in to the show each week. Really, you could be doing something else and you're tuning in and you're listening to this show. So I appreciate it. You can also get our podcasts on our website and some in the station connections as well. So we appreciate your listenership and we work hard to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development and your small business and ministry growth. That is important. We want to be able to do that. It's Saturday. It is 4th of July. Happy 4th of July. Have a good time. Love your family. Appreciate this country. I believe we are still living in the greatest country on the planet. We've got our issues. We say problem child issues in our country, but it is the greatest country on the planet. And I thank God, United States. So happy 4th of July to you all out there. Be good to each other. Enjoy good food. Take it easy on the alcohol out there. Be safe, 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 safe. Be safe with fireworks, all of those different things, okay? Usually in this segment, I do a featured guest. And so I decided not to do a featured guest today because I really want to spend some time with you and talk to you about business development, resources that you can get a hold of, some basic framework that can help you set up your social entrepreneurship. Many Christians, you know, we want to set up social entrepreneurships. My business is really a lifestyle entrepreneurship. It's not really social entrepreneurship, although we do a lot of community, connect a lot with the community. I love connecting with the community. I love being touchable. You can see me at different events I'll pop up at because I don't want to live in a bubble. So let's talk about that. Let's take our time and talk about what's out there. What you don't know can hurt the development of your business. In fact, I was at a meeting this week with a bank that wants to partner with me and do some things. And this is not uncommon in terms of what I do. I get these opportunities to, and you know, add other organizations to my ecosystem of partners to help be a benefit to you. And so I weigh that out. And if it looks like it's a good fit, then we talk and when we put something together that I can come back and extend it to you. I am an extension. I am your advocate. I am, you know, I am for small businesses. I am for women in business. Women Titans are on the rise. If you're a woman, you're on the rise. Get with the program. Do what you're going to do on this planet, your purpose. And love being a wife and mother. And if that's it for you, then do that well, you know. But there's more in terms of what God wants us to do as women. If you're called to do some other things outside of being a mother and a wife, which is fantastic. I'm a mother and a wife, but I'm also an entrepreneur. And we're on the rise. Women Titans are on the rise. And I want to make it clear, and I'll talk about that in the next segment, but let's talk a little bit about kind of myths or things that you just kind of should know about when you're starting a business. And even if you've already started, just kind of give these things some thought. I know that you probably have heard that starting a business in Delaware, Nevada that's a great place to start because it's less expensive and you can get up and running and, you know, you're not going to have to pay some of the taxes you'd pay in California. You're in California. I'm in California. So those are listening to this and you're in some other state. Here's the myth. And I would venture to say that it's probably true across the states other than in Nevada and Delaware. If you're setting up in Delaware or Nevada, you're actually there. That you're going to bypass these taxes. First of all, you're not. You know, the Franchise Tax Board that you pay that, you know, if you're setting up as a corporation or LLC, that $800 tax, you're not going to bypass because you set up in Delaware and Nevada. And so anyone that's telling you that you will, that's not the case. You will end up paying that tax. Oftentimes, because of your first year, you know, California does, you'll see that tax come along, usually your second year in business. But don't sell it set up in Delaware and Nevada if you don't have to. And certainly don't do it because you think you're going to bypass the tax board, because you're not. And it's just a part of doing business. And it you may have to pay it, you know. And depending on how much you bring in, you may have to pay more. You know, it's just learning and reading a little bit on these websites that are free information, Franchise Tax Board, IRS. Board of Equalization, if you're selling products, your city and county taxes, Secretary of State, your state websites. You wanna make sure that you have those informations. And every single one of those websites are gonna have a little tab and it's gonna say business, and you can go in and learn about what those protocols are. You can find the tax forms. You can find any form pretty much that you need to kind of set up your business and everything. So if you're paying for example, an SS4, like, you can go to LegalZoom, and I think they charge like $65 or $35, $45, somewhere in there, $35 to $65 for an SS4 form. That's to get your tax ID number or employee identity, EIN number. It's free. You can download it for free. It's a one pager. And if you set up everything, actually, you can call IRS with that form, with your information, you know, your business license and all of that. And they will give you the tax ID over the phone. And you don't have to pay that money. Keep it in your pocket and use it in advancing your business in another way. Where can I get support? Like I mentioned last week, I am certified as a Small Business Development Center advisor. And so you can get support from me if you're in the county of Santa Clara. So connect with me and you can get support for free. The county is going to pay for me helping you get the support. So email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz and I will come alongside of you and help you with your business plan or other things that you're trying to do to get off the ground. We're going to go to a commercial. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. Let's do a little bridging the gap between business and faith. We're talking a little bit about really the basics and foundations of developing a business, talking about Small Business Development Center, resources that you may have, resources not only you may have, you do have, if you access them. doing, you know, making sure you have everything correct in your structure with the city, county, state, and so forth. And so why is this important with bridging the gap between business and faith? What does this have to do with your faith? Everything. The Bible teaches us how we are supposed to do business with one another. And God is mindful and he pays attention to those things. And so we don't get to use God as an out to do business wrong and not prepare and not do the things that we need to do. You know, I look at the business plan and there's planning in the Bible. There's, you know, when we look at the tabernacle of Moses, God gave Moses a specific plan. In Habakkuk 2:2, we see, you know, God saying, here, write the vision down, make it plain. Make what plain? A plan, a vision, you know, of what's to come next. And those that read it will run with it. And there's a whole nother teaching behind that and the story behind that. But I use that because I know God believes in plans, planning, preparing. A plan is a preparation to be successful. If you plan to succeed, you must build a plan. If you are planning to fail, don't do the plan, you know. So you're going to plan to fail if you don't build a plan. And so when I look at the business plan and I work with those that are Christians, some of the things that I see in the plan, the business plan is not where you quote your scriptures and, you know, really talk about the vision that God gave you in those terms, because your business plan is a roadmap for you in your business. It's also an instrument to help other people run with you that should see the plan. Not everyone should see your plan. So don't show your plan to everyone and don't talk to everyone about your plan. Be careful on who you're sharing your plan with. That is your intellectual property. And so we want to separate what goes in a plan. So if you're going for funding, you don't have something in your plan talking about you had a dream and God took you on a mountain and you stood in front of a bush and there was a burning. You know, you don't want to do that. You want to speak in terms that the venture capitalist or the banking world or someone who's going to read it understands what you're talking about. I'll give you an example. Insurance companies are interesting and they have a lot of language that if you don't know their language, it's like, what did you say? Could you please speak in layman terms? You know, most companies have a different type of language internally than they do externally when they're trying to sell to their customers and trying to do certain things. Why? Because we don't understand that language. And so you have to be careful that you're not using biblical language to write your business plan. And then you want someone to read it and give you funding or understand where you're going. You have to talk in a language that they understand. And so hence the business plan. And like I shared in our last segment, the Small Business Development Center is a resource throughout the country that can help you set up, start, and get some counsel before you go and run and set up your business. Be careful. Go and talk to someone. Go talk to a Small Business Development Center advisor. It is free to you. If you come to the county that I'm in Santa Clara County. And again, if you want me to work with you or you want me to connect you with the county or the SBDC that you're in, connect with me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz. I'd be glad to do it. We do a lot of, you know, Business on the Edge is a resource hub. So I'm not going to not share information that's going to benefit you. But what I can do is help you kind of analyze. You should be analyzing what type of business you want to set up, what type of structure. Like, for example, if you're a manufacturing company, you want to say, don't set it up as a sole proprietorship. I've seen it. A sole proprietorship puts you at risk, completely at risk. You want some insurances if you have to run as a sole proprietorship. But, you know, if you don't have to stay a sole proprietorship or a general partnership, you want to change that. You want to change that structure, but you want to build your plan. You want to build your foundation. The Bible talks about foundation, you know, standing on, you know, when we talk about Christ, he is the cornerstone. When you build a business, there's a cornerstone. Why? So the building can stand. And so if you want your business that God has given you, put in your heart to do, believe me when I tell you, He wants you to structure it right. He wants you to structure it well. He wants you to make sure that you are taking advantage of the laws of the land that can help support that end. Set it up properly, pay your taxes, do the things that you need to do. And I know that, you know, when you're trying to get a business up and running, it's a lot of hard work. You're going to be praying a lot. You're going to, you know, ask for guidance and wisdom and all those things. That helps to move your business forward. And then you do the real, you know, the work that's the physical work in terms of going to your county and getting your fictitious business name. You know, if you're getting a corporation, making sure you're doing your name search with the state and seeing if it's available, trademarking whatever you need to trademark, you know, once you get set up doing your marketing and advertising and not just thinking that if I pray, they'll come. That's not the way it is. They're not just because you pray don't mean that it's going to make it turn it into a cash cow for you. That's not the case. We sometimes as Christians, you know, we get laughed at and stones thrown at us because it's like we don't live in a reality that God is doing this super spiritual, eerie kind of. No, go do the work. Go do the work. When you read the Bible and you look at the disciples, God, you know, Christ finds the disciples that, you know, and even with him, he found them fishing. They weren't like, I'm going to go fishing and I'm just going to believe the fish is going to jump in my boat. You know, now Jesus, you know, did have the disciples go back out because they've been fishing all night. You know the story. But they still had to go out, cast their nets and fish, you know, and trust, you know, that Jesus knew what he was doing in terms of them having such a great success in fishing. But you still had to do the work. They had to row the boat. They had to do whatever they needed to do. So let's be used. The reality is that faith without works is dead. And your business is not going to get up and run if you don't run it, if you don't do what you need to do. So do the business plan. Don't be afraid of loans. Don't be afraid of resources that can be an asset to you. Use Small Business Development Center. Use the Small Business Administration that has tons of free classes, opportunities. Yes, we do classes, and there's a lot of things that we have. I'm a different type of teacher, so I believe the Lord gives me wisdom in different ways to help explain things in a different way. But if there's classes out there that are free, take them. Take them and help get your business moving forward. And again, as an SBDC business advisor, if you want my help personally, contact me. faith@businessontheedge.biz. Email me. I will respond. And if you're in our county, I will get you on the program and I will work with you with regards to your specific area. If it is not my area of expertise, we have different advisors that can help, but you can certainly start with me and we can get you what you need. Now, what I like about the SBDC, also you can get these little magazines. You know, if you just go to your SBA office, Go to one of the offices, wherever you're at in the country, go to their office, go to SBDC, go to SBA, and you can pick up a ton of free resources just to help you learn and get used to doing business. Just because you love what you're doing doesn't mean that you know how to sell it. You could, you know, maybe you're mowing lawns. Well, you know, if you want to make that a cash cow and make that a sustainable business, you have to have the right type of business model. So you want to have your business model strong and tight before you do your business plan. And so we can help you with your business model and make sure you're doing what you're doing. It says, well, you know, should I do a sole proprietorship? Should I do a general partnership? Should I do an LLC? Should I do an S corp? Should I do a C corp that has, you know, you can elect to have stocks and all of this? What should I do? Well, that really depends on what you're doing, you know, in your business. And California has flexible corporations, mutual benefit corporations. So you have some choices if you want to be a little social, a little in terms of nonprofit and for-profit. California does have that type of structure available. They are not available in all of the 50 states. There's just a few states that does allow those types of structures. But go and get counsel first. Don't run and do anything without counting the costs, getting some advisement and putting this in perspective, you know, in terms of your faith in business, You know, you pray and you seek guidance and all of that, and that's important. And then you go do the work, which is the practical part in terms of going to fish, right? AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. This is our Power Resources from Power People, Businesses, and Ministry Corner. I like the goodies. I like getting you resources that can benefit your world, spirit, soul, and body. We need all of it. This is where you find great resources. What are you looking for? What do you need? Is it money for your business or ministry? Is it processing through your personal life and development? Is it access to multiple connection points? I like ecosystems and connecting and making it possible for you to get access. Also, this is 4th of July weekend. Today is the 4th of July. So happy 4th of July. Be good to everyone out there. And have a good time. Enjoy your family. Love one another. I have, we're talking a little bit about, again, small business development. So let me just tell you, I want you to be able, wherever you're at in the country, SBA.gov should be your best friend. There's so many resources out there for you to access with regards to your business. So SBA.gov, go out there and check out the resources that they have out there for businesses, women in business, 8A grants, you know, loan information. And again, I would say, and I see this oftentimes in the body of Christ, I don't really want to get a loan. Well, loans aren't a bad thing. You just have to understand what you're negotiating, how it's going to work within your business or ministry. Nonprofits can get loans depending on what type of assets they have to build. Like if you want to build a building or expand your church building, all of that's important. What you have to do is have the right conversations with the right people. And so a great place to start is sba.gov. And then the Small Business Development Center. Again, as you know, I am recently certified as a Small Business Development Center Small Business Advisor. And so if you need support, if you need help, you need business plans, you need marketing, you need advertising, you need to just talk to someone, like, I'm not sure what type of structure I need to set up, give me a call. Connect with me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz. Actually, email me. That's much easier. faithandbusinessontheedge.biz. If you are in the county of Santa Clara, then I can help you. And the government is going to foot the bill for you. And you're going to be able to get some really solid support. But what I would say is be a motivated small business owner. I want to talk to motivated small business owners. I do not have a lot of time to waste. I just keep it real on the edge at Faith and Business on the Edge is, you know, when you're ready, if you're ready, come talk to me. If you're not ready, then get ready. Use SBA.gov. Go to search for the Small Business Development Center in your area. Get connected and go to these places. Get out of your homes and go to these places to get the resources. So that's my goodie for you. And I'm going to bring on Pastor and Coach Ida, who is absolutely fantastic. And she's going to give you some tools for your personal lifestyle and development so you can run a successful business. Coach Ida, how are you today?
I'm wonderful, Coach Margaret. How are you?
I am fantastic, Pastor. What do you have to share with our audience today, and how can they get connected to some of your resources, like the transitional webinars that you have out there, and you've got some other goodies coming up as well?
Well, I just first of all want to say hello to everybody and hoping you're having a fantastic day. You know, Coach, what I'd really like to say to your listeners is in the coaching business that I'm in, I come upon people all the time who are going through horrible, difficult times, and we know that that's a lot of that is going on right now everywhere. But what I would like to tell the people today, if you can have a good understanding in recognizing and understanding transitions, which means changes from one state and place to another, you'll understand that at some point you can make adjustments where you can begin to move on from those disappointments and the heartbreaks and the grievings and all of these other things that we are all feeling. And I just want to tell them that I have two powerful webinars, part one and part two, and I would love to invite you to go over and just avail yourself to those, and it would really enlighten you and giving you some how-tos. You see, many times if it wasn't through the transitions we go through, Coach, we would not find out who that better, more awesome, talented, gifted person that lives on the inside of us that we haven't yet discovered yet. So I'm excited about that because, you know, NFLers don't start out as an NFLer. Neither does we start out just, you know, becoming all that we are in a moment. It's a stage that we go through just like the seasons of the earth. We're going to go through seasons in our lives, but there's a powerful way that we can learn to soar through them and come out on the other side, not bitter, but better. So I'm excited to teach your listeners how to do that. And I do have a track record of watching this happen time and time and time again. And believe it or not, I'm a survivor myself of overcoming, realizing that I can handle whatever. Why? Because you're not on this planet by accident. You're here on purpose. Did you hear me? You're here on purpose. And you were sent here with the power to survive whatever storms this life. So I want to invite you to go over to my webpage and just avail yourself to those two webinars. And I know they'll be a blessing.
Absolutely. And her website is www.idahardy.com, www.idahardy.com. And I have gotten an opportunity to listen to those webinars, and they are absolutely phenomenal. You will love them, and they will transform your life for sure. I'd like to also, we try to pack so many resources and so many goodies into this segment. Let me go to Bishop George and Susan Chiquata from Christ the Rock Ministries that have just launched their ministry in Fremont, California, and I'm going to give them an opportunity to tell you a little bit about what they have going on.
Hi, Margaret. Christ the Rock Ministries is in Nile Boulevard. We started this last year, our sixth week, and this week we had guests from South Africa, and they were sharing powerfully about marketplace calling and also ministering in the church. So right now we have here Dr. Z from Marketplace Calling, who would like you to share a little bit about Marketplace Calling.
Okay, Dr. Z, we're going to have you share a little bit about Marketplace Ministry. We'd like to know more about what you're doing.
Thank you, Margaret, and greetings to the listeners. Marketplace Calling International is a network and empowerment platform for business people and professionals from different churches. The vision is to raise kings who reign and influence the marketplace. When we talk about kings, Jesus is the King of Kings, and we are representing Jesus here on earth. And I believe the best business people should actually be coming from the church because we will be representing the King of Kings. MCI, which is Marketplace Calling International, we do have a presence in South Africa, Zimbabwe, Kenya, Zambia, New York, and recently we launched in California at the Embassy Suite Hotel, Santa Clara, on the 27th of June, 2015. We've been sharing, and we always share business opportunities, including hearing what the Lord is saying regarding doing business His way. We believe that the Bay Area is very significant because it is a leading hub and startup ecosystem for high-tech innovation and development. And we as believers need to participate and hear from God how we can participate. The Silicon Valley culture also includes you know, angel investing. They believe in angel investing, even help startups. Now, the question is, how are we going to be able to access those opportunities, which is really what we are working on. This year, we are going to have a global marketplace leadership summit in Africa, Johannesburg, South Africa, starting from the 25th to the 26th of September 2015. And we will have a business meeting lunch where we have opportunities being shared across the continent. Mm-hmm. Africa is full of opportunities. About $96 billion is required every year to close the infrastructure gap in in Africa. Mm-hmm. And cities are going to grow, and cities will require infrastructure, and infrastructure requires investment. So opportunities are there, and we just need to work together in terms of how do we access those opportunities. Wow. Thank you so much, Margaret.
Thank you so much. We're going to go ahead and go to a commercial break, and we're going to get information on how to get connected with MPI in just a moment. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. This is our On the Edge Women in Business Club time. But what I want to do before we get into information and some of our resources and what we're doing in the On the Edge Women in Business Club and share our board. We have a new board. I want to wrap up with Dr. Z with regards to Marketplace Calling International, how you can get a hold and connect with her and what she's doing here. Dr. Z, can you share with our audience how they can get connected to you?
Okay, thank you, Margaret. People can get hold of me on Musamira, M-U-S-A-M-I-R-A, it's mweb.co.za, and the website is marketplacecalling.co.za or ZA.
That's ZA. So again, that is marketplacecalling.co.za. Get connected. You will not be disappointed. I had an opportunity again at Christ the Rock Ministries to witness the ministry by Dr. Z and, of course, by Bishop George and Susan Chiquata doing wonderful, wonderful work here in the Fremont, California area. And if you get a chance to go out to their church, do go out and visit Christ the Rock Ministries. So worship in the Word with Bishop George and Susan Chiquata has launched a new church. Remember, in Fremont, California, Christ the Rock Ministries. Bishop George Chiquata has been a frequent minister and friend to many of the Silicon Valley Bay Area churches for the last 5 years or so. If you are looking for a church home, go out and visit Christ the Rock Ministries on Sundays at 11 a.m. And that address is 37270 Niles Boulevard, Fremont, California, in the nice little cozy. It's in a cozy part of Fremont. This kind of has just an older look in terms of the little shops and the little stores. Very nice. Take your family down there. You can walk around the little city area there, and you actually think you're in a whole nother community and world. It's very, very beautiful in that area. This is not a call for you to leave your church home, but if you are searching for a church or a family member, coworker, or friend that needs a church home, it is worth the drive. Connect them with Christ the Rock Ministries in Fremont, California. To learn more about Christ the Rock Ministries, call 601-493-7737. That's 601-493-7737. And I got to tell you, this is a great church, great pastor, bishop, great speakers. And I am very excited about what they're doing here in the city. I will be back to visit myself because I enjoy the ministry very much. So come out, and if I am there, please introduce yourself and let us know that you're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge. So let's talk about the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Let's do a little clubbing around. You know, I like to club around with the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You know, there's a different type of clubbing. You don't have to go to... You know, back in the day, I was doing a different type of clubbing, but I club in a different way. So the On the Edge Women in Business Club, because this is the 4th of July weekend, I want to do something special for you. I want to give you an opportunity to get connected with the club. And if you go to our website, the Business on the Edge website, during this weekend, and it's going to be for the 4th of July and the 5th, only during the weekend will you see this offer, but you will get 50% off your club membership, 50% off your club membership as a business owner or as a business professional. We have different levels, so choose a level that fits your situation at the moment. If you are thinking about, you know, starting a business, then you can sign up under the professional level. And again, this is an annual membership, and it's giving you access to, you get a membership number, you get access inside our portal. So there's resources in there like the Small Business Concierge, which we're excited about. We're going to tell you more to come this year, what we're going to do with that and how we're going to branch that out. And our board, we have a brand new board, our first board with the club. And so we will have their information up with their photos, their bios. Actually, you know, one of our board members, that's coach and pastor, Ida Hardy's on the board, keeping us in line. She's awesome. She's so fantastic. And inside this porthole, though, you have training, you have webinars, you have information, you have a directory that you can network with other women. You know, my theme for this year, and it's really not a theme, an annual theme. It is a fact that women titans are on the rise. And you need to know that women are on the rise. God has always wanted male and female to take dominion. I've talked about this on our kickoff show. And women need to be mobilized and have an opportunity to live the life completely that God has called you to live. It's great being a mother. It's great being a wife. All of those things are fantastic. But you are also female. And male and female came before wife and mother. And God said to them to take dominion in the earth. And when we take dominion in the earth, we are able to fulfill the call of God on our lives. And, you know, when I look at that, Genesis 1, when I look at that scripture, and God says, let us make man in our image. He made male and female. And so I like to say it like this: male without female is an incomplete representation of God. Female without male is an incomplete representation of God. Male and female taking dominion is the full representation of God and who he is. And so we need one another to be able to take dominion in the earth, which means that men, male, do not need to feel uncomfortable about women taking their, and female, when I say female, taking their rightful place on the planet in terms of workplace. And Dr. Z just talked about the marketplace ministry, taking your place in ministry, taking your place in this and on this planet so you can do and live the legacy that God has on your life. And legacy really is purpose in reverse, purpose. The purpose on your life is the legacy on your life. If you want to know what your purpose is and legacy is, God has a plan in that. And God tells us in Genesis for us to multiply, to take dominion, to subdue. Those are the things that we are, why we're here. So I want to encourage women, go out to the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Check out our website. Take it for a test drive. There's so many resources out there and information out there that you can look at before you even join. Power Fit and Beauty page. You know, we want to be fit. We want to be, and I, you know, I'm turning 50 here in a couple of weeks. And I believe we can be fit, fine, and fantastic. So we've got Power Fit and Beauty. We've got a little bit of sideline coaching. We've got testimonials. We've got events. You can download my bio, find out what I have going on. My focus is to make sure that I'm bringing resources for you to be able to access easily access finances, resources, connections, building your ecosystem. And I will warn you that this club is not a Christian club. Let me say it like this. This club is for any woman, any female young person. They have permission to join this club. You know, God doesn't throw people away. And so we have Muslims, we have Christians, we have, you know, Buddhists, we have people from different faith, women from different faith, women from different backgrounds, women from different color. And I want them to have a safe place for them to network and connect and do business with us and build long-term relationships, build friendships with maybe someone who doesn't believe the way that I believe. I've had some of the best conversations with Muslims about Jesus. And when you build the right relationships, they'll listen and talk to you about their faith, and they'll allow me to talk about my faith. They'll ask questions. I ask questions. I'm curious about, well, why do you think like this, or why do you? Because I wanna be able to be a friend to them and love them to the Christ, cross of Christ. And so I do my best to do that. And so everyone's welcome. And women, sometimes as women, they can get in little cat fights and stuff. That's not allowed in the club. But what is allowed in the club is for women to have the freedom, to have the free will that God has given them. And then we, those that are Christians in the club, for us to represent Christ in a way that allows them to have the freedom to choose Christ and to ask us questions. And I don't wear a banner on my forehead, but I do, I believe that I represent in a way that makes everyone comfortable and safe to be able to do business. I love it. It is great. Women Titans are on the rise. Go and be great. Go and do what God has called you to do. It is time for you to rise up, ladies, and men, get behind your women and push and cheerlead for them. We have been cheerleading for you, and we continue to do that. But cheerlead for your daughters, for your sisters, for your wives, for your mothers, for the female to rise up and take their position in the earth. It is time for change, and this change is going to include women, because Titans, women Titans are on the rise. Pay attention. It's all over. It's all around us. We're seeing it. We're even seeing it in the secular community. It is there, and it is our time. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This has been a great show. I have loved it. I am enjoying it. I'm all pumped up. I'm all pumped up. It is the 4th. It is the 4th of July. What is it with California? You know, you know, with the fireworks. You know, I'm from Illinois, so we get to, you know, we get to play with fireworks. What is Californians doing that they have been restricted? Behave out there with the fireworks. Stay safe. Please stay safe. Enjoy your family, your loved ones, and all of that. So let's kind of talk about, recap the show. And remember, as Christians in business, remember, a business is not, doesn't have a religious belief. It's a business. And the structure is set up under the laws of which, whatever state that you're in. You happen to be a Christian business owner. And so we want to make sure that when you're doing business under whatever state that you're in, that you're setting it up the way that it's supposed to be set up, that you're involved with whatever taxes you have to pay. And again, make sure that you're going to websites like Small Business Administration, the Small Business Development Center, the Board of Equalization, if you're selling something that is tangible. Great resources are like PayPal, Intuit, GoPayment, so you can take credit cards. You want to check out the Franchise Tax Board. You want to check out, if you're here in the state of Secretary of State, you know, and check out what resources out there for you for your particular state. There's rules, guidelines, your counties. You're gonna get fictitious business names, all of these things. But you don't have to. It's like, wow, Coach Margaret, that's a lot. Well, we're here. Small Business Development Center's here. You can check around your state. You can check around, check with the SBA, and find out whether or not your city has a small business advocate. They have great resources in terms of your small business advocate, letting you know whether or not your zoning and your permits and things like that are what you need for that particular area. Don't rent anything until you understand, you know, what the city is saying about that particular location, if you need to modify the building. There's so much, but you don't have to go it alone. You can connect with me at businessontheedge.biz, or you can connect with me, and I would recommend through the Small Business Development Center. You know, keep as much money as in your pocket as you can to advance your business when you have the SBDC that will help fund your opportunity to grow and develop your business. You know, the SBA says that 10 to 12% of businesses fail each year. They're called business deaths. And I have a problem with that. I think that that's a very high number. And I think it was in 2008, 2009, during a downturn of the economy, that was almost 400,000 plus businesses, maybe a little bit more. And these are small businesses only that statistic is attached to. And a big reason is because that foundational structure is not being set up. And when you don't have a strong foundation, when you don't have a cornerstone, when you don't have the right support, it is difficult to get it to stand. It's like building your business or building a house on sand. You don't want to build a house on sand. You want to build a house on a rock, on a foundation. So let us help you with that. Get the resources that you need to get. You're not in that big of a hurry. Doing it right. My grandmother used to say this, you know, learn to do it right the first time so you don't have to do it again. You know, I don't think that you need to have four businesses fail before you can be successful. I believe that if you have the right tools, resources, and system behind you and the infrastructure, that you can succeed the first time. So I want to be there for you. Again, connect with me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz. And if you are in the Santa Clara County area, then I can help you and be your small business advocate, advisor, that will get you the resources that you need so you can move forward. And again, if you're somewhere else in the state, connect and they will set you up with an advisor. These are free services to you. Connect. Do your due diligence. Again, connect with Christ the Rock Ministries. Fantastic. You will not be disappointed with this ministry. Let me know how you like it. And of course, that address is 7270 Niles Boulevard, Fremont, California. Connect with Coach Ida on those webinars. They are fantastic as well. We want the goodies and we want you to be great in God. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your 4th of July. And of course, 50% off on the Edge Women and Business Club. Get out there, get that, and let's connect. You're listening to AM 1100, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge, here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.